This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what are we doing?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, we have a battle royale taking place in the Lima household on
good
daylight saving time. And I want to know.
I love how everything becomes an argument over there.
I want to know.
Daylight savings time. Time to battle it out.
I want to know whether or not this is taking place in other households. Because obviously the gig that I have, I'm gone, I'm here, my wife is at home. She can't stand what happened over the weekend, not only because of the kids, having to get them on the schedule and having that hour not just crush the rest of the week. And it looks like we pulled it off. Mm-hmm. It was good. We did a phase-in, multifaceted system, Kenny, to get to where we are today, which is in a good place.
We're called the Lima method, yeah.
The Lima method. But I'm sitting here going, give me my night's back. Give me daylight until 9:45 at night, which is what you get in the middle of summer.
So are we on? I need to know from the people. Is here standard time?
Well, I don't. Is I think you can just get that from Google.
Standard time. Are we back on standard time?
Oh, I'm always confused. I thought we were on daylight saving.
I don't know what we are on. But, because I made a comment. I'll tell you this. I made a comment like a couple years ago. And I was like, just use this and let's move on. And I didn't realize I was causing an internet controversy to the point where a 501c3 called Save Standard Time got in my mentions about it. But they are, folks, they are a non-profit, non-governmental organization looking at them right now.
So it'll be safe.
Oh, they're 501c4. I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's an extra one.
Look at what you've done. They were in my mentions about it. So I don't. Which one's the one?
We are in daylight saving time currently. It runs from Sunday, March 9th, 2025, to Sunday, November 2nd, 2025.
So coming up in November, when we fall back, that should just be it. That's the one?
I feel like we've done this for 3 or 4 years in a row now.
I know, man, but it's getting worse and worse.
Well,
and
politicians are talking about it more and more.
Well, I think it's because I'm getting older, and I used to not care about daylight savings time. And now I woke up yesterday and it was like the Undertaker getting off the mat. It was so bad. And like the only way I was able to get going was just from the excitement and exuberance or adrenaline of just not going on any sleep. You know, it was just bad the whole way through. And I kept being thrown off because I'm going, man, my day is just shot. It should be 9:45. It's 10:45. Like, I got to get going. Even with more stuff, this is bad.
Yeah, I think it hit everybody.
I hated it.
But here's the negative. My wife wants to get her runs in. She's getting ready for Boston Marathon.
Well, everything's got to work out for Sarah Ono.
That's why she's complaining, because she wants the sunlight immediately. And she was getting it. She was finally getting it. And then they took it away for her for the next, you know, however long. What are we? Is it a minute a morning?
Veruca Salt. I want my sunlight now.
Yeah. So she's mad about it, because now we're right back in the in the heart of winter, even though it's going to be getting nicer out. It can't. Our schedule there's no way.
So she will be happier.
Take the bathtub with you.
Believe me, every discussion we've had is about when she's going to get the runs in, getting ready for Boston. So she feels like she's falling behind.
When is this marathon?
Easter Sunday. No, the day after.
Can't come soon enough. Good God almighty.
Our whole schedule.
It affects me none.
Our whole schedule revolves around this right now.
I just decided to be a pain about it. So we are in daylight savings right now. Then, okay, let's fall back and let's call it a day. And just call it a life. I know it was done on crops back in the day. I know that much. I know very little of this. But I'm exhausted. I can't do this. I can't keep doing this. I'm going to have to keep doing this. But I don't want to.
What I love is somebody used to golf at night, used to work at a golf course. Like, I loved just having that day. It made me think it was okay to drink longer.
Oh, okay.
Because you just get so much daylight. And when it's nice out, patio season, Adirondack season, Kenny in Bay Village. I
don't have my keys on me. Or there's other seasons that people associate.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See it with Adirondack chairs.
Yeah.
If somebody could shake some keys into a microphone there, Chagrin Falls, Ohio. I see you. I recognize you.
Yeah. Hudson. Team Sex. I think you get a lot of Adirondacks in Hudson.
Oh, a lot of Adirondacks in Hudson.
Yeah.
They've been big on the internet here recently.
The price of pineapples has not changed anybody's habits. Yeah, believe it or not.
You always pay for something like that. Wouldn't you have late? I always heard you'd have late sunsets anyway.
Well, we get them in Cleveland. Time. I mean, in Cleveland, it's very different. You know, depending on where you are, like New York City, because they're Eastern time zone also, but they're how many hours away?
Yeah.
You know, their sun is setting a lot earlier than ours. We are getting so much daylight at the end of the night.
In the summer. Yeah, we're getting 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, around my birthday, June 13th, I would always look at it's almost 10 o'clock. The sun is still going down. It's 10 o'clock.
I got to point this out real quick because we have some Withers audio to play from when he was hosted with you on February 28th. However, majority of the people say that we should end daylight savings time except for one person, E. Sable. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says a majority of people are sleeping in the early morning. Can you imagine missing out on July warm evening dusk walks at around 9:15 because some people want it to be light at 4:25 a.m.? Keep daylight savings time.
I kind of agree. It is nice in the summer. I go coach a ball game, right? It ends around 8:15 and Owen's still got about an hour and a half to have a little good time.
Catching a sunset late like that?
Yeah, man, in my neighbor's pool, man, it's like 9 o'clock, and you start to see the dusk. Beer start going down better.
They're like, how much sleep am I going to get tonight? I need it. Yeah, who cares? Like, it's nice out.
Hungover's hungover. What are you going
to
do?
Get up in the morning. Something to look forward to.
Tom Withers spoke to you about this and about Miles. And I want you guys to understand this. Like, I'm glad Miles is here. The leadership thing, though, he's got to be careful with this conversation, Miles does. Because I've accused him of being a Hall of Famer. And honestly, I think he's a good guy. Okay? I know Steelers fans don't agree. I do think he's a good guy. I can't accuse him of being a leader, and Tom Withers said that as much 2 weeks ago.
I think the Browns have treated him well, and he has played at an unbelievable level the last 4 years. We also had that car accident a couple years ago, bit of a self-inflicted wound. The Browns stood by him during the Mason Rudolph situation and the suspension. We've also heard whispers out of Berea that he may not be the leader that he espouses to be, right? He may not be exactly that guy. I've been told by some players in that locker room that there's times when Myles Garrett brings up his voice in the locker room and nobody really pays too much attention to it because he's kind of playing his own little game as well. He's a bit of a diva. Don't get me wrong. I like Myles a lot. I have a lot of respect for Miles as a person, as a player. I think he's done some great things for this community.
When you choose that role, you have to live that role. You can't just jump in and jump out. Not with those guys. You know, a locker room is an incredible place where you can lie to me. You can lie to members of your own family. But those guys have seen it all. They've heard it all. They've lived it. You can't lie to the guys. You can lie to coaches. You can lie to the owner. You can't lie to guys in that locker room. And you either is or you ain't, in the words of my old high school football coach. And if he's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he is and people hear not a leader, so they automatically think cancer. No. We've seen cancers in the locker room before. I don't think he's a cancer, but I do think when the chips are down and things aren't going well, and then all of a sudden he raises his voice, I do think it tends to fall flat. And these are the things that if he doesn't, let's be honest here, and I'm glad he's here, but if he doesn't perform, these are the first things you're going to get brought up.
And I'd love to know, absolutely, and I'd love to know if Andrew Berry, during this final discussion or the last chance, maybe he called Miles to congratulate him on the deal. If the expectations for Miles have changed in any way, are there any new expectations to the stuff that you just said? Leadership. He's been, you know, he's battled through injuries. He's made it to the end of seasons, but what do you think Andrew Berry, during that congratulatory note, if there was one, which I'm assuming there was, what do you think was asked of him?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.